This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
It is National Email Day, arguably the worst day to celebrate, is it not?
I'll celebrate with an email.
Yeah, like, honestly, maybe I'm just like very, very old school, but I feel like when email got invented, it just crapped on everyone's world. Everyone loves to send an email.
It's easier than a face-to-face. It's easier than a phone call sometimes. I like that aspect
Gotta love a good phone call.
What? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather talk. If you have something that you want to send an email, give me a call.
Really? Right?
We'll chat about it real quickly.
You're crazy. Emails are great. You can think about your reply. You can ignore it. You can pretend that it ended up in the junk.
I can ignore a phone call, too. Just the same.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I feel like digital e-ways. That's what email is, honestly. And on top of that, you have some of those people, your company, you know the ones I'm talking about, who love to send out these emails like with these cat memes or some stupid meme. You're like, dude, how do you have that much time in your hand to sit around there and find some dumbass meme and send it our way?
I still love that clip. I think it's from like the Today Show way back in the day when they were talking about a news story and then they were giving information and they're like, yeah, it's this email address. You can email them blah blah blah, and they were trying to describe the at symbol and questioning email altogether. It's hilarious. I was trying to enjoy the Oilers game last night.
Oh yeah.
And I first of all don't have cable, so that makes it a little tough to watch the old sports. And so instead I was like, you know, I have the CBC Gem app. I'm going to watch it via that. But again, I don't have a laptop, as you know. So I was watching it on my phone. It's so tiny. And so I was like, how can I? Oh, I'll download the CBC Gem app on my TV. Yeah. No, can't do that. My TV's too old to facilitate that. So then I was like, well, maybe I can screen mirror my phone to my TV. Look at me. And I'm not a very tech-savvy person at all. So I go through the motions of what I wanted to do. And I was like, I think I get this. I'd Googled a few questions. No, I can't screen mirror. The screen mirror thing doesn't pick up my TV. So then I was like, well, maybe I need to get a Samsung account for my TV. Sign up for a Samsung account. Thought I'd use my Gmail. Couldn't remember my Gmail password. Had to restart my, get a new password for Gmail. I spent probably an hour trying to figure this out. I downloaded some apps and then I found out I had to pay $9.99 a month to mirror my screen. I ended up watching the whole game on my stinking phone.
That's unfortunate. How come you don't have a Chromecast?
What's that?
Oh, God. What's that?
What is it?
Holy crap. I'm so sorry for laughing. That's terrible. I'm so sorry. It's a thing you stick in the HDMI port into your TV. Yes. And essentially, it turns any TV into a smart TV.
I have a smart TV.
I get it, but your smart TV is very limited, right? This Google Chromecast, when you plug it in, you can download any app you want to your Chromecast.
Stick. Yeah.
And you get a remote with it, and you just, you know, you have Netflix. It's like having television. Yeah, like you could do anything on this that you want to.
Okay, how much does this cost? How much is a Chromecast stick?
I mean, brand new, I'm not too sure. Like, I bought mine used for like $20.
$20?
And I've had it for like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I might have to put that on the list.
100%, because I'd hate to get a phone call and be like, hey, Zig, how do you do this on the Samsung TV or do that? Blah, blah. I'm surprised
That's
you didn't
me.
Call me yesterday.
I'm very surprised I didn't.
I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, and I came across a post from a friend, which I think is absolutely hilarious. And I'm like, what's the problem? They say, the one thing I really hate is when someone, and they put in quotes, my family, puts their dirty dishes in the sink while I'm washing dishes. What is the problem? I did that all the time growing up.
How dare you?
You're washing dishes already. Let me put the dish in. You're going to have to clean it anyway.
Okay, as a lifetime dishwasher, I've been doing dishes since I was 5, I swear.
Okay.
Like, very young age. you get a certain routine set up when it comes to doing the dishes.
Yeah.
When someone slips a dish in, has it been rinsed? Is all the food cleared off of it? Is the fork sitting on top of the plate? Thus, because I always put like the cutlery on the left, the dishes in the middle, the plates, and then I do those first, and then I do the glass. Like, I have a system, and by you slipping in an extra dish, drives me crazy.
I think you're just, the fact that I get, look, you have a system. I understand it. But if someone comes over and is like, oh, you know, I just finished eating. Here's another dish. And they just slip it in there. Again, what's set the big deal?
Set it on the counter. Let me put it in when I'm good and ready.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Where do you sit on this? Are you Team Zenga? Team Stacy? 306-938-0963. When was the last time you stayed at a hotel?
That's a good question. Last year?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you take anything with you?
Shampoo, conditioner, sewing kit.
They had a sewing kit?
Sometimes, yeah, depending on which hotels you stay at and what kind of stuff they offer.
Okay. The reason why I bring this up is because I guess there's an annual list, I guess, released of the top items stolen at hotels.
Okay.
Number one, towels.
That's ballsy. I feel like I would just, like, don't they charge your credit card if you take the towels?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
And at the same time, why would you steal a towel that multiple people have used, regardless if it's been washed or not? Also on this, I've never been to a hotel that offers this, but bathrobes, that came number two on the list.
Again, they're going to charge you for that. Why would you steal it?
Yeah, and I think some hotels, depend on the level of fanciness, it could be a couple grand for those robes.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's another one, number three on the list, hangers.
Okay.
Have you ever... No?
No, because sometimes they're those weird ones where you need to, like, they don't have the little round part. They just, like, hook into something, so stealing it means nothing. It's not going to work in your closet.
And this, the number four on the list, which I really don't understand this, pens. I thought pens were a complimentary thing, right? That you could, like, take. It has the hotel's name on it, right? You're basically a walking billboard for them when you hold up. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to use my... Oh,
that's there. And the notepads are there for free.
Right?
The coffee pods.
But apparently it's... I guess it's not...
It's considered stealing.
Yeah.
They're going to charge you for that in your MasterCard? 14 cents for the pen.
And here's the most craziest one. The bottom of the list, so it doesn't get stolen a whole lot, but it does get stolen from time to time, is blankets and pillows.
Hmm.
And again,
gross.
Right? Like, why would you want to steal stuff that people use on a daily basis? And on top of that, I've heard that there are fancy hotels who have started putting, like, Apple AirTags in their pillows and their blankets in case someone runs off with them.
And what, are they going to track them down, pull them over? Hey, you got our pillows!
We wanted to know, what are some of the things that you have stolen from hotels?
Hey, Cruz, what was the one thing you stole from a hotel room?
Many, many years ago, on one of our first anniversaries, we booked a hotel room at the Delta Bez and ordered room service. And it came with a nice cloth napkin. So we took one of them home. And after probably 30 years or 30-some years, we still use it in our bread basket when we have a formal dinner or something.
Good Lord. Did you ever get a charge on your credit card for it?
Oh, goodness. You know what? It was so long ago, I think we paid cash.
Oh.
No trail. Nice, Wade. Nice. There was a Saskatchewan driver that got ticketed. I don't know. I think he should have got praise for being creative, but no, he got a ticket because he was caught using vice grips in place of a steering wheel.
Yeah, that'd do it. Like, why? What happened to his steering wheel?
They didn't really go into any details. They did take a picture, though, and I have to say that vehicle looks like it's in rough shape to begin with. And so I feel like if maybe they were... You know, without the steering wheel, again, creativity, allowed him to drive the vehicle.
Yeah, we give him an A-plus for creativity. But at the same time, also curious, what part of Saskatchewan was this in? Was this in, like, Regina, Saskatoon?
It
like,
just says near Shelbrooke.
Shelbrooke. Is Shelbrooke a bit of a rural area?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Small town.
Okay.
It's Kendra's from Shelbrooke. Scott Moe is from Shelbrooke.
Explains everything I need to know. You remember the Blair Witch Project?
Do I?
Yeah. That movie, it grossed a lot of money. Mm-hmm. $250 million. 25 years later, three actors.
Oh, gross. 25 years? Yes, are you serious?
Yes. Three actors are requesting retroactive pay from Lionsgate, the film studio that made Blair Witch. Project. They're requesting retro pay. They say, at this point, it's 25 years of disrespect from the folks who've pocketed the lion's share, pun intended, of the profits from our work, and that feels both icky and classless.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
What kind of contract did they sign 25 years ago? Because guess what? That's your bad. If you didn't sign up for all the royalties and what have you, that's your own fault.
Right? And it's not like they made crap money on the movie. Each of them, $300,000 for starring in that movie.
Which, let's face it, when it first came out, nobody had any clue that it was going to turn out as big as it ended up being.
Exactly.
It was that first person sort of style that didn't cost a lot to make the movie.
And look, I get it. Everyone wants, especially nowadays, everyone wants to be fairly compensated for the work they do. But at the end of the day, 25 years have passed. At what point during 25 years did you not say, like, you know what? Maybe we should go back, but now?
Maybe 17 years in?
Yeah, like, or like when you were signing the contract, why didn't you work and be like, hey, I want more points so that, you know, when this film does do good and continues to do good, I'm going to make more money. But apparently you had a crap agent. And now you want to be like, yo, we need the money. 25 years later, and they're requesting retroactive pay after making $300,000 from this film.
You snooze, you lose.
That is the Arkells with Leather Jackets, who we just announced will be coming to Sasktown Center October 31st for the Big Feelings Tour. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.ca, but we're helping you beat the box office all week long. Super excited about this. So we are playing Perfect 10 for a pair of tickets to go see the Arkells. Contestant number one is Deb. Good morning, Deb.
Hello, Deb.
Hello, Deb.
Hi. There she is.
There she is. All right, Deb. We got 10 trivia questions. If you get all of them correct, you win these tickets. But if you get one question wrong, you're out and the next person picks up where you left off at. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Playing Perfect 10 for Arkells tickets.
Are you ready, Deb?
I'm ready.
Question one. How many buns are in a baker's dozen?
12.
That's incorrect. You know what, Deb? It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Deb.
Thanks, Deb. We're moving on to caller two, which is Janice. Janice, good morning.
Morning.
How many buns are in a baker's dozen?
13.
There we go. Nicely done, Janice. Question two, who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
There you go. Nice. Question three, what is the world's largest desert by area?
Sahara.
There you go. Nice work. Question four. Who played the character Jack Dawson on Titanic? In Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, he did. Question five. What's the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Yes, Janice. Question six. What's the biggest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Oh, Janice. Nicely done. Question seven. What's the fear of spiders called?
Arachnophobia?
Yes. Question eight. What is the fastest land animal?
Cheetah?
Yes, Janice. Question nine. In 1929, what ingredient was removed from Coca-Cola?
Coke.
Cocaine? Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. That works. Question number 10, Janice, for two tickets to see the Arkells. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Five, four, three, 3, 2, 1, Janice. You're out, my dear. Thank you so much for answering all 9 of those questions. We go to caller number 3 now, which is Angela. Angela just got off work. What do you do, Angela?
Hi, I'm a CCA at City Hospital.
Perfect. You've got 1 question here, Angela.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow.
I feel so bad for Janice.
I do too.
Janice did all the heavy lifting, and then Angela swoops in with SpongeBob SquarePants. Angela,
but after 12 hours, I think I deserve it.
You know what? You do. Congratulations, Angela. Two tickets to see the Arkells on their Big Feelings Tour October 31st at Sastel Center. Stay on the line. We're going to keep beating the box office for the rest of the week. So if you want to win some tickets to the Arkells, make sure you listen. On Friday of last week, you had me and Fiona over for dinner, which was lovely. Did. Nice homemade pasta with a bolognese sauce. It was beautiful. I brought some wine, and you happened to have some Coca-Cola on hand.
Yes, I did.
And you were like, hey, do you want to try the red wine and Coke? And I had never tried it, seen it all over the place. It's been around for many years now. I feel like I was late to the party anyway.
Oh, same.
So we gave it a try, and you know what? It's really good.
Pretty darn good, actually. In fact, last night and the night before last, I had a glass of red wine and Coke.
Again.
Yeah, I'm kind of addicted to it now.
Well, and I don't know how to describe if it, enhances the wine or if it enhances the Coke. They both balance each other out so nicely. And I can actually see that being a regular drink that I would absolutely be happy with.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a wine company who's teamed up with Coke, but hey, let's just make
this
product and sell it together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I also want to try the Diet Coke and champagne.
What is
it's called? Okay. Cocaine. I'm serious.
I like that.
Apparently that's delicious too. So I got a whole list of fun drinks to try.
All right, that's next on the list for us then.
Yeah.
It's just someone completely different. And I feel bad because my building has a mixture of young, middle, older people and whatnot. So was coming back from the store, hands are full, open again the elevator, go upstairs, and I'm like, walking down my hallway to go to
your place,
my place. And one of the neighbors stopped me. He's like, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good. How's it going with you? Good. And then they started chatting about something. I was like, what is going on here? I'm like, I clearly have a bunch of stuff in my hand. So I said to the lady, I was like, listen, I gotta go. I'm like, I can't be doing this right now. And I just walked away. Because, I love old people as much as the next person. But damn, y'all love to chat and y'all are oblivious to, what people are doing sometimes.
You could have just put your bags down.
Focused
on the conversation with your elder.
Oh, God, what are you talking about?
I'm just giving a suggestion.
That's not a rational thing. That is not a rational. You're coming home. Your hands are full. You have bags in your hand. Someone wants to stop and chat up a storm with you. Why am I going to put down bags? But yes.
Tell me,
Karen,
more about your cat.
Tell me more. All right. How is your arthritis going? But I've seen them before. They seem like a nice person. But at the end of the day, it's just see what people are doing and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I see that you're full. You're going somewhere. We'll catch up another time. I'm like, great.
But if it's not to say, maybe give the older person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they didn't pick up on that. Well, they definitely didn't pick up on it.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.